On today's Smart 7, dissident Republicans have PSNI data, Trump indicted again, and lots more. It's Tuesday the 15th of August, it's Lemon Meringue Pie Day, and happy birthday Ben Affleck. Monday saw more troubling developments in the north of Ireland as it was confirmed that dissident Republicans are in possession of PSNI officers' data. The monumental data breach occurred last week when over 10,000 serving officers and staff details were released online for over 3 hours in an accidental response to a Freedom of Information request. A document containing substantial information on serving officers was posted to a wall on a library in Belfast overnight on early Monday morning, but with the names of the officers removed. PSNI Chief Constable Simon Byrne confirmed that the PSNI were sure that dissident Republicans were responsible.
We are now confident that the workforce data set is in the hands of dissident Republicans, and it's therefore a planning assumption that they will use this list to generate fear and uncertainty, as well as intimidating or targeting officers and staff.
The Chief Constable said that the PSNI are working around the clock to ensure officers' safety with the support of police cyber security specialists. Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly MLA says that the information was removed from the list to protect the dissident Republicans in case they were caught with it.
If you were caught putting such information up, then you would be under criminal charge immediately, and it would be a very serious charge. In the same way as if you're spreading this on social media, the police have already said that that could be a criminal offence.
There was more criticism of the banks on Monday as government ministers continued to vent their anger at financial institutions' failure to pass on interest rates for savers. Plans are being made to invite representatives from the major Irish banks to appear in front of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform. Minister for Further Education Simon Harris made his feelings quite clear on the impact the banks' tactics were having on ordinary people over the weekend.
It's utterly offensive for Irish banks to be complete and utter laggards when it comes to passing on the benefits to those who have money on deposit in relation to interest rates. I mean, the interest rate increases are causing real painful situations for mortgage holders right across this country.
On Monday, Oireachtas Finance Committee Deputy John McGuinness said that it's time to think about penalising the banks through the banking levy if they don't start to play ball. The Fianna Fáil TD says it's time for the government to take a strong hand with the banks.
The central bank seems to be standing to one side, and the ECB is not giving any leadership in this. We saw in Italy where the 40% tax and the manner in which it was introduced was very poor. But Italy, Spain and others are looking at ways and means of forcing the banks to respond.
Authorities in Hawaii continue to comb through the ashes of the disastrous wildfire that destroyed the town of Lahaina. With a dead toll approaching 100 people so far, there was a grim warning that with over 1,200 people still missing, the casualty count will continue to rise. The island of Maui has a number of famous residents, including Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac, who owned a bar and a restaurant that was destroyed. He's already flown aid in for his workers and their families. Oprah Winfrey also lives on Maui part-time and has been helping efforts on the ground.
In a week or two, all the cameras will be gone and the rest of the world is going to move on with their lives. And we're all still going to be here trying to figure out what is the best way to rebuild.
There was also a grim warning from Hawaii Governor Josh Green that the wildfire might not be an isolated incident.
It was a fire hurricane. And I want to warn the entire planet about this. We have to all do right now, what we can to stop global warming and reverse it.
Donald Trump has been charged with attempting to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. It's Trump's fourth criminal indictment this year. He and 18 others, including Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows and former White House lawyer John Eastman, have been charged on counts of racketeering and conspiracy to overthrow the election. Racketeering is punishable by 20 years in prison. Georgia's Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis, says that she wants a trial date within the next 6 months.
As is the normal process in Georgia law, the grand jury issued arrest warrants for those who are charged. I am giving the defendants the opportunity to voluntarily surrender no later than noon on Friday, the 25th day of August, 2023.
So the government's Smart 7 Ice Cube is backing his former neighbor, and there's more Top Boy on the way
right after this.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back.
The Women's World Cup semi-finals are underway as Spain take on Sweden. England face the host Australia on Wednesday morning, and there's a huge anticipation as the sides get ready to go head-to-head. The Lionesses are the reigning European champions and they have high hopes of making it through to the final. They'll know from Ireland's first half performance against Australia that it's a winnable game. Ciara Walsh says the team are focused and want to go all the way.
As soon as it comes to kind of the knockout stages, it's the focus obviously shifts. It's a, yeah, like you could be going home the next day effectively. So yeah, for us we know how big of a game it is on Wednesday, and obviously, you know, we've experienced that semi-final before, so I think a lot of us would like to go one step further and reach the final.
We've had every possible take on Meghan and Harry, you would think, but you'd be wrong. Monday saw an unexpected Meghan ally speak up, none other than Ice Cube. He was asked about a tabloid newspaper's headline, "Harry's girl is almost straight out of Compton," famously used about Meghan back in 2016. She and Harry felt it was racist and described the debate that followed as a horrible experience. Ice was happy to defend his former neighbour.
Some great people that come out of Compton. You know, some of them are better than the people that come out of Beverly Hills. But I think, you know, when you're in the house, you can make more changes to the house than when you're outside of the house.
If you're a fan of gritty London gangsters, then I've got good news for you. Top Boy is about to drop Series 3 on Netflix. The London drama has a complicated history with the first two series on Channel 4, who then dropped it in 2014. Bizarrely, rapper Drake got interested and his production company brought the show to Netflix and is also executive producer on it. Series 5, or Series 3 for Netflix, hits on September 23rd and the gang's all back together.
So I just think we survive all this time.
If I foul, you don't make no money.
Sounds familiar.
One day that brother's gonna get what's coming to him.
There ain't no going back from this one.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Ciara from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.